Okay. Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Okay. So I'm moderator. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry. I've been teaching since 7:45 this morning. I just sat down at my computer. So.
Okay.
I'm going to regroup here for a minute.
Can I jump in, Jennifer, while you're regrouping?
Yes.
Is that okay? Because I guess I don't really – what happened at the last call is that I'm in a bit of a fog, so I just want to make sure that I'm clear in terms of what's going on. So it was decided that you guys would readminister the pilot. Is that correct? Or just Jennifer?
Yeah, I was going to do it as well.
Okay.
I may or may not do it depending on time constraints. Because we're a little behind.
Because I saw that there was some sort of conversation about us using the new data and looking for themes based on the new data. Did we agree to do that? Or
I think we're going to add it. We're going to add it to our data that we have now.
Okay. Okay.
Kind of just file it under our present themes, see if there's anything different. Put it into the five or six questions, and just kind of change the table. But thinking maybe it would either confirm our themes or add a little something to it.
Okay.
Okay. So I see. I think I missed this at the beginning, but I see that Georgette has sent something on email.
I thought we were. I'm sorry. I thought we were sending content. Concept maps out, and that's what I sent.
Oh, it looks great. I just opened it up. So would you guys like to start right there with the concept maps, looking at them?
Well, I didn't do a concept map because I didn't realize that we had to do one.
I didn't either. I didn't.
I really do like flowcharts, so I made one.
But I'm seeing something. Am I seeing something in my email, though, from Aisha?
Yeah, she was
just saying that I didn't know that I had to make one.
Oh, yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, neither did I.
Okay. Well, I got excited and did one, so we don't have to use it. It was just, I think, Jennifer, didn't you say something about organizing around the themes?
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought I'd try something a little different just for, you know.
Well, after I watched the webinar, or I attended the webinar, I was really thinking, boy, it just seems to flow really right from our themes. There was one example within the slides that he gave. Let me see if I can find which one it was. It was the one that said understanding graphs. I don't know if you guys have that, the slides from the
mm-hmm.
webinar, but there was one that had an oval of understanding graphs. And at the bottom it says numbers represent a label for individual articles. And I thought that was really a neat one that kind of fit us pretty well. But that's where I was thinking. I was thinking, all right, our topic is the center, and then each of our themes could go off that. And then within our themes, we even had some subtopics. But I think, let's see, I'm looking at Georgette's right now.
When you say themes, I understood that to mean the three conceptual errors we had identified. Is that
uh-huh.
what we're all
yeah.
talking about? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So mine is not organized by that, but one thing, I think the idea of the numbers referring to different articles, because some of the articles can go in several places, is very handy in the graph you just mentioned.
Because I was late to the call, can I just ask, is Bob and Andy here as well?
Yes.
Are
both fearless leaders today.
Did they ask me a question? excuse me. I heard my name. Did you guys ask me a question?
We just asked you if you were there.
Okay. We've got you on speakerphone.
Okay.
And what's interesting is it almost sounds like everybody's on a cell phone. It's like clipping off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so we got you on speakerphone so that Andy and I can both, you know, kind of hear. But we're not quite catching everything, which I apologize for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So did you have a question?
No, we were just marveling at the fact that we have both of us today.
I'm sorry we missed that.
Take them off speaker, maybe, and see if that's
I'm taking you guys off speaker and putting it to my ear here.
Okay.
And did you guys have a question for us?
I was just wondering. I had come in a little bit late, so I was just checking. I was seeing who was present today. I didn't know.
Oh, God. Sorry for all that. Sorry for wasting your time. Okay, good.
No, but it sounds much better this way.
Okay.
But then Andy can't hear what's going on.
I'll tell him anything that's important.
Everything we say is important.
Okay.
Well, you guys, by now I don't know if you guys realize that I'm very much a timeline type of person. Can we step back for a sec before we jump right into talking about the concept maps and just see what sort of timeline we're working on? Because remember, we're going to use the time of the concept map as a jump off into writing our literature review. As I look at it, we have to have our slides to Bob by May 11th for JSM, and I would prefer strongly if we actually have close to the final product by that day. How do you guys feel about that?
Can you clarify what you mean by the final product?
Basically, the slides themselves.
Oh, okay.
In terms of the general setup, because so that even if your results come in later than May 11th, which I assume it would,
mm-hmm.
right? At least we have some ideas of, since we're using the existing data and we're just going to add to it,
yes.
then we will just have to change numbers in some tables or add a few more. At least if we can have the general outline there and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I think that would be most helpful. Now, if we get our concept map done, before August, which we probably would, or I guess it would have to be July, then we can always just show our concept map as one of our last slides as part of the presentation. In terms of where we're going and so forth. But I just wonder if the next few weeks we should, while we're thinking about the concept map and working on that, if we can also focus on the slides for JSM, the presentation. What are your thoughts on that?
Seems like it would be a good use of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds good. There's going to be a delay because I'm writing. I'm recording.
That's okay.
So I try to record first before I say anything so I don't miss anything.
Right.
I think that sounds good because the concept map is a work in progress, and we need to summarize first for JSM before we get to that. I agree with Aisha.
Mm-hmm. I have another question about all this as well as far as scheduling goes, is what is everyone's summer like? I had a very light summer last summer, and I have a few more commitments this summer, so I'm curious about how everyone's time is going to be.
And that's kind of why I brought it up, because as you guys know, well, except for Bob and Andy, well, Bob may know, I'm not going to be, most of my summer, I'm going to be working an 8:30 to 5 job for most of summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have a huge amount of time going into that. So in terms of actually starting the literature research, the literature review, in terms of physically writing, it would probably work best for me if we write in the fall.
The product of the literature review?
Yeah,
the
actual literature review itself. I mean, where we can start working on it over summer, but where the bulk of the writing, the heavy, heavy writing is done in the fall. Because my summer is just so impossible. I don't know what anybody else's looks like, but...
I have a lighter summer than I typically have.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think we can just keep plugging away and see how we go. So if, one of us or two of us are... as a heavier load, the other people who don't can kind of keep going, because I'm sure my fall is usually pretty heavy.
Oh, okay.
So,
and I'm the same way as Mirazu. My summer is lighter, and my fall is very heavy, my fall and spring. So
wow.
It's kind of the opposite for me. So yeah. I don't know if we can suggest that as we have the time to work on it, put the time in then, and then kind of come together at various stages. I don't know what the plan is. Bob, over the past group that you had, the 2007 research cluster, did they meet over the summer as well?
Oh, yeah. They still have the conference call every month.
Okay.
But you can, you know, you guys are working it out right here as, you know, as you're talking. Just work it out with your own schedules, and mm-hmm. maybe somebody initiates writing and another person has more of a role of revisions, mm-hmm. or maybe there's some holes to be filled in, and when you got the time, you do that later on.
And I think Bob had suggested that before, where one person basically puts, or one or two people put the ideas basically for the literature review on paper, and then we, you know, revise and add or subtract as we go.
Okay. Well, my schedule is I'm busy all the time, so,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a question of, you know, how relatively busy here.
Yeah. Well, I'll have a lighter load in the summer. I mean, I'm teaching summer one, and then I'm working on two consulting projects, but it shouldn't be more than 20, maybe 30 hours a week. So, and that's, you know, here and there. There'll be lighter weeks as well. So, but in the fall, I'll be pretty busy also, just like everyone else.
Mm-hmm. And my fall is pretty light. So it sounds like we're going to go ahead and try to get the slides, at least the preliminary slides, as much as possible done in time for May 11th. And then we're just going to start on the literature review and do the best that we can over the summer.
Okay.
While we're waiting for results and so forth, because we will be looking at results and so forth, right?
Yes. Yes.
Additional results.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Sounds good.
My plan is to give this again, the instrument, the first week in May. So May 5th, actually, is when I would administer it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do it around that time, too. So.
And are we just going to separate up by questions just like we did the last time? I think that would.
Same questions as well? And that would.
Well, yeah, except for the one that we changed from 1,000 to 967.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be efficient.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We're going to change that. Yep.
Okay, so it sounds up that, like you guys will have that data for us, like, second week of May?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe? And we'll each do our questions?
Yeah, so we'll just do, you know, do the same thing we did before.
Right. So then I guess our next meeting should be the third week or the fourth week of May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk
about
that
now? I know
we're
out of order. Sorry, you guys.
Pardon me?
I know we're out of order, because you normally do next meeting last.
That's okay. We might as well talk about it now since we're there. Aisha, will you be working at your other position then?
I don't start until June 4th.
Okay.
I don't go up there until June 4th. So May right now, third or fourth week of May looks fine. Into the first week of June, even.
I'm open. The last week of May, I'm open for anything. I've got some commitments the week before, but.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of a Monday.
Oh, yeah.
When is Memorial Day in there?
31st, which is the Monday.
31st, okay. So I teach, if my class makes, I teach from 10 to 12 on Monday through Thursday. So after that, I'm free. That last week of May.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we do a Thursday?
Oh, it makes no difference to me. I'm open.
Friday.
Me too.
Well, how about Friday, since Georgette is off on Friday?
The 21st or the 28th?
The 28th, I would think.
That's Memorial Day weekend.
It
I'm
is.
More
okay,
than happy
sorry.
To come in, but I thought, you know, family
that's
commitments
okay.
and stuff.
It's fine.
Okay.
I missed that. Sorry. Well, how about the Thursday, the 27th, Hiratu? What do you have going on?
Let's see. At the same time?
Uh-huh.
I can do it at the on the 27th.
Okay, so at 2 p.m. again?
Well, Bob and Andy, are you guys in on the 27th?
I won't be able to participate. This is Bob. I'll be flying around.
Sounds like fun.
Are you available early in the week? Like
May 27th, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I should be available then. I think so.
Is May 24th a better day for you guys than Monday?
It would be better for me.
That's either one is fine with me.
I can do, ladies.
I could do Monday, sure.
I can do Monday.
24th? No,
yeah, I can.
Okay, at 2. Let's say that then.
Okay.
Okay, so May 24th at 11. Time.
2 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we'll have, we would have done our analysis or combination of the additional information, pretty much what we did the last time.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, can we talk about the JSM slides?
Okay. Okay, with me.
So we have something from the December or was it January meeting where we reported on what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bob gave us an outline last time in terms of what our sections can be for the presentation. So I guess it's just a matter of kind of doing what we did the last time. So the last time... I compiled all the information, and then Narazu put it into PowerPoint, and then Georgette and Jennifer, you guys went in and edited and cleaned up or whatever else. Do you want to try it the next way now? Georgette and Jennifer, do you guys want to try adding
the slides?
Adding to what we have.
Sure.
So taking the PowerPoint slides from before
mm-hmm.
and adding
mm-hmm.
to them?
Yes. Don't you think that's a good, is that a good idea, you guys, to start from what we have?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we should use what we have. Jennifer, would you want to do that with me?
Sounds good.
Okay, we could actually meet and do
we
it.
We could actually meet
right,
in person,
yeah.
Thinking,
you guys, and then you can send it to us. Narazu, you're okay with us?
Yeah, I'm just writing, so that's
okay.
Why I'm quiet.
And then we can just, you know, add and subtract and so forth.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So we're adding the data from the pilot study.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then again, after we get our new information, we can just go in there and change the numbers or whatever else. But I think it may be a good idea to put in the tables and everything one time.
Sure.
You know, just pretend that we're working with what we currently have.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the slides that we're working from, are these the ones that we had sent to Bob earlier?
Mm-hmm.
For
yeah.
the, okay.
Yeah.
For the whole group
mm-hmm.
meeting, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think if Jennifer, in the minutes that Jennifer did last time, Bob did suggest an outline for us in terms of the things that we should
right.
talk about. So he gave us a good place to start. So that is due May 11th. Do you have a sense of when you guys can send us something to look at? Jennifer and Georgette?
I guess, Jennifer, we could figure out... Wait, we're meeting next on the 24th. Okay. Oh, that's too far. That's beyond it, right?
Know.
Okay. Jennifer, we can figure out a time to meet
yep.
together. And.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for me personally, you know, I know it's due on the 11th, but even if you send it on the 10th, I will have enough time to look at it.
Oh, I'd rather not wait that long.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Jennifer, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. So
we should
be able to figure something out and then in the next week or two and then
yeah.
we'll meet and then we can come up with something to send off, you think?
Okay,
and
sure.
we can talk about that offline.
Yes.
We can arrange that at a meeting. Okay.
So you say you'll have something to us by the 7th of May?
I believe
before, yeah, I would say before then.
Sure.
Okay.
Understood.
Sounds great. I kind of hijacked your moderating stuff, Jennifer. Sorry.
You know what? I don't even know my name right now because, like I said,
no
been
problem.
Teaching since about 7:45 this morning. It's been
oh,
one of those days.
No.
So.
Hey, I'm just glad it's not snowing. You know?
So.
What else do we have to discuss today?
Oh, I have a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Did you – oh, I'm not going to ask you that. I'm just going to encourage you, if you haven't yet done so, to complete the survey for the day.
I did.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. You know why? Because crazy schedule. Thank you for reminding me.
Jennifer, it's just 6 o'clock.
I'm going to send a reminder to everybody, you know, because I think I know now who the other person is. I don't know who haven't done it yet. Just going to send a reminder to everybody.
Yeah.
Neeraj, how long is that going to take me? Because I was about to do it, and I was like, you know what? I don't know.
It'll probably take you like 5 minutes.
See, I'm thinking I'm going to have to type stuff up. And
just a little piece of thing for feedback, but it's not that bad.
Just bullet point it.
Yeah.
I just needed to know how much time I needed to set aside before I sat down and did it.
You can just put in every box. Everything is wonderful.
I'm learning
the best
so much.
Experience ever. Oh, it's a silly day. Okay. So are we going back to the concept maps?
That would be good.
Okay.
Make it difficult to take notes.
Before we go back to the concept map, can we talk about the slides for a second now that I'm thinking clearly? I'm just hearing my name and a lot of things, and I'm writing them all down, and I'm stressing a little bit. But in the slides, we're going to include the data itself, but also the themes and where we've organized, and we're going to use the actual quotes from the students, or are we going to summarize that?
We would put some in.
My understanding is we were going to, when I was picturing it, was that we would, you know, show the themes, but then give maybe 2 or 3 examples of inaccurate reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we can use the summary results that we have and just, you know, kind of abbreviate that. Because in the summary, we have a lot of examples for each theme, so we can just choose which ones
are the best.
Are the best illustration of the theme and have 2 or 3
of the misconception,
So you guys are okay. Do you want to do that together now, or do you want Georgette and I to work on that and we'll send that out?
We trust you. I trust
you. Okay. Excellent.
Thank you. Just pick up whatever looks good.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't, you know, if it's too much, just tell us.
No. I mean, not for me, but Jennifer, obviously you have a few more constraints on your schedule.
Jennifer, what else were you hearing your name?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, okay.
It's just been a long day. I'm good now.
I guess I think you just have to administer your test and post the results.
I do. See, I'm in the whole process of doing, I'm in the process of doing the IRB again, and I'm trying to make sure that it's right, and so I've got that on my desk, and I just had to put in for everything for JSM, and then you know, teaching. This time of semester, as you got. Yeah, it's crazy.
But don't ever be afraid to just say, you know, I just can't. Somebody help or, you know, something like that, and we'll jump in.
I think Georgette and I meeting together over the next week or two, that would be fine. We'll be good.
Great.
As long as it's not today, I'm great.
No, not today. I got 3 exams to grade.
Can I ask one other question, which is back to my IRB. When we are submitting this, are we calling it a questionnaire or a test instrument? I know it's a technicality, but what are we calling this? Is it considered a test instrument because we have 3 chaos questions and 2 RPAS or vice versa? Or doesn't it matter?
I don't know
if it matters because I'm just calling it a pilot study. But you know, I'm not really calling the instrument anything.
But can I make a suggestion, Jennifer? I wonder if, given the fact that we're actually going to run this, let me back up. How long can your IRB be extended for? What is the longest period of time you can have IRB coverage?
I don't know, but I was putting in for the duration of when we were going to be meeting as a group, so fall of 2009 to 2011.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. So you don't want to say that it's a pilot.
Okay, good point.
You see what I mean? Because it's...
Well, I was looking at this one section. I'm done with the thing, except do I call it a questionnaire or do I call it a test instrument?
I don't know what it matters. I don't know.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah,
because we were taking the questions from Chaos and we were taking the questions from RPAS. I didn't know if that made it a test instrument or that made it a... Or doesn't it?
Yeah.
if it doesn't matter, then I'll just call it a questionnaire.
Yeah.
Okay. These are the things that keep me up at night. All right.
Jennifer.
Back to the concept.
Okay.
Jennifer, when you submit your proposal for IRB approval, I know we typically have to submit a copy of the instrument that we're using.
Yes.
So I think you can call it whatever you want. They get to look at it, and they get to judge.
Yes. Okay.
What it is, okay?
All right, thanks. Mm-hmm. I messed it up the first time, and I'm determined that I'm not going to mess this up this time. Okay. So the concept map.
Yes. I have to say I really liked the webinar, and I also zoomed in on the same example that Georgia had zoomed in on, where you have the main question and then the themes, and you could put towards the themes the different articles, you know, where that theme is mentioned. And I think that would be a great place for us to start as we work on the literature review, because then we can take each of those, I guess, themes and, you know, create a section or a paragraph summarizing what is out there. So I think, Georgette, this was a great start.
This is a great start. Thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. I misunderstood. But, I mean, obviously it's very raw. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't have time to, like, just dig into all the articles,
mm-hmm.
which is probably why we decided to have it done in April, in October or whatever, right? So, yeah. Do we want to split up the themes among us, or is it something we should maybe all come up with a model and then hash it out, you know, what we want to... I don't know. How should we approach this as a group of four people? Do we have a list? I think we do somewhere. We have a list of all the articles, and we can use those numbers as a common numbering scheme.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when we're referring to the articles, we're all referring to the same ones.
Yeah, I think Aisha made one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But we have some additional articles.
Yeah,
now.
I can just add those in.
Can you send it back out?
Okay.
That's great.
I was thinking that I was going to need to go back and really look through the articles again.
Mm-hmm.
And, Georgette, I'm so glad that you put these up here this way, because now I can focus in on, okay, let me go back into this one and then just take pieces from those and
mm-hmm.
where they verify, you know, we could pull things out of the articles to verify that topic.
Well, I skipped the first, I think the first set of articles or the first two set of articles we read were just about research and just the general
mm-hmm.
statistics education. So they're very broad, so I skipped over some that I felt just had nothing to do. But other people might feel differently, so, you know, that's just a suggestion. So since it's going to be a slide, we do ultimately want it to have the, I do like the map that you guys have both referred to, but I like the, which one is it? Let's see. I don't know which slide it is. The slides aren't numbered, but it's the one, the mind map, guidelines map.
Mm-hmm.
I like, one of the things I like about that, I mean, we don't have to use that style, but I do like the fact that they use different colors and, you know, and then thick lines and thin lines. I mean, if we could find some way to incorporate some, you know, just to make it more interesting.
Is that the one with the little pictures, the cartoons on it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what else, ladies?
I like what you have here, Georgette. I mean, it's clear for me kind of seeing the big picture of where we're going. And I think we started to talk about how we're going to divvy this up so
mm-hmm.
we can kind of start focusing on
one thing.
So maybe we should, somebody feels a great passion for one, they can say which one they would like to work on.
I like the common errors that seem to be in the question that I was analyzing. It looked like there was that seemed to be coming up all the time, that everyone was making similar mistakes, and I really thought that was pretty interesting. So if I can take that one, if no one else is taken.
Got it.
Is that what you meant, those three, the common errors, the assessment?
Yeah, just so we can kind of start focusing on an area. And so we'll need one person to put it together so it doesn't sound like four different pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I have extensive, I mean, I used to do editing for a career. Like, I edited freelance for a long time in terms of tying together voices and, you know, that kind of thing. I can do that really well. So I'd be happy to do that at the end to get all of us sounding, you know, so it doesn't sound disjointed.
Right.
But what I was thinking, I mean, just the assessment and measurement, I mean, that's very simple because there's just a couple of instruments or a couple of articles that we could maybe all do that and then split up the other four or whatever, you know.
I don't have a preference, so, you know, just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Okay, Aisha, why don't you just do the whole thing?
Sounds good. I'll get it to you in December.
Okay, so Jennifer's doing common errors. I'm interested in pedagogy. I mean, I haven't read How People Learn, though, I guess. There was only a few parts in there. So I wouldn't mind working on those articles, you know, that part of the concept map. But then again, it's your field, too, right?
Yeah, I kind of like that stuff, too.
Okay. Why don't you do it then?
We can,
it has more direct bearing on your career, right?
You could say that.
I mean, I could, and then that would leave me, maybe I could do statistical reasoning, and Aisha could do reasoning about p-values, because it has the Langitas articles in there, and she's, you know, you've been in conversation with her, and doesn't that have a little bit more bearing on your own personal research in terms of,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to do that then?
That's fine.
Okay, and then I'll just do the sort of the broad, the general stuff at the beginning.
So can we run down who's doing what again?
I'll start from the top. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jennifer. I'll shut up now.
Oh, no.
Okay.
By all means, go ahead.
From the top, statistical reasoning, the articles would be me, and then next is reasoning about p-values, Aisha. Down to the right, pedagogy, it would be Nirazzo, and then over on the far left, common errors, Jennifer said she would take that on. And as far as assessment and measurement, that could be something either we could all look at or do as a separate, you know, separate week or something like that. Sound good?
Great.
Okay.
It's kind of exciting. It's kind of coming together.
Yeah, it is. One of the things, though, we need to consider also is what we're missing, too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess when we think about what's the point of doing this, that will kind of help guide us. And I think we have the pieces. So we want to know where students not getting things, and how can we do to fix that?
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at the, you know, what's the objective? We want them to be able to reason statistically, and these are the problems they have with that, and this is the pedagogy we could use to help them do that. So I think we kind of have a good starting point. And then maybe after we've put it together, we'll start to see some of the holes and fill those in.
Yeah, when I'm looking back at the slides from the webinar also, and, you know, she suggested, you know, extracting salient findings or big ideas from the individual articles, thinking about how those ideas are related, and then documenting how certain articles contribute to the big ideas. So I think what we've got our big ideas, and now we're just getting more detailed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as you said, Nirazzo, we'll, once we kind of put that, start putting it together, we'll say, you know, here are some holes.
But I'm just one. So, okay. So if we're each assigned to these little pieces, then we're responsible for going back and taking a read through those articles and so forth. And what exactly, what is my product? Am I coming up with this, that section of the literature review? Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes?
Maybe an outline.
Outline.
I mean, because the concept map is what we're going to base the literature review on, I think.
Right.
Is that right? So maybe we need to be focusing on the eventual product, you know, not just, like, noting different parts of the articles and so on. For our own eyes, this is not something that we need to put on the concept map, I think.
To me, this looked like, you know, if I was writing a lit review, this would be the headings and subheadings that would go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Am I thinking about that correctly?
I think so.
So our product, our individual products would be what would go under that heading.
Well, I'm thinking of the Soto's article that was the one that Aisha had sent us, and just the common errors that really stood out to me. And that was actually a review of some other articles, so I'd probably go into those articles as well. But I'm thinking, okay, these are the common errors that we saw. These are what the literature shows. And then when we get to the pedagogy, then, you know, this is...
How do you address those? So that
kind of all follows. I mean, we might have to do this.
Is the theory in it, and this is how we can apply that theory to address the common errors that we've seen in our particular area.
Mm-hmm. That's how I kind of viewed after the webinar. That's how it really did come all together for me after that webinar. I was thinking, oh, wow, we've got our themes, and we've got what we're seeing in our responses. Certainly we're going to add to our data, and maybe we might see other responses, but definitely seemed like we were heading in the right direction as far as organizational. So are we okay with going on our own to do those and then reconvening back on May 24th with some type of a product, or will we just kind of, I know we just talked about our schedules and how we're kind of on different schedules, but maybe coming up with what we've found so far under our topics, any problems that we've come across? And in the meantime, Georgette and I are going to be working on the slides as well.
Yeah, so we can just kind of do a progress report on the 24th. And I don't think, I think I'll probably have something like bullet points of these are the things that would go under that. I don't know if I would have it written out, you know, in a format that's kind of formal.
Okay. That's fine.
So are we wrapping up early then? Is that what we're saying here? Or do we have something else we need to discuss?
I don't know if Bob and they have anything to add in terms of, you know, whether or not our plan sounds feasible, if it's the right way to go about this or anything like that.
Bob?
Yeah.
How are we doing so far?
You guys are doing just fine.
Okay.
What did you just say? I'm sorry, I was spacing out there.
Just wondering if you had any suggestions or feedback on our approach.
No, I think everything sounds good.
I agree.
And Andy agrees, that's good. And we were just talking with Joan a little bit ago about, for all the groups, some directions we want people to go, but we need to have a sense of what everybody's doing. So everything you're doing, when that all gets shared with us, that'll provide us with that perspective.
Okay.
What are our roles for the next meeting?
I can tell you that part I can do. Okay, so I'm the organizer for our next meeting. Georgette is the moderator, Jennifer is the synthesizer, and Aisha is the recorder.
I'm the recorder. Okay.
Great.
All right, y'all.
Okay. So in the meantime, Georgette and I will get together, and we will send things to you.
Mm-hmm. And I'll have that list of articles sent to you guys sometime today.
Great.
And everybody make good use of this 20 minutes now.
Only 18.
Well, I know what Jennifer's going to do with her 20 minutes. She's going to use 5 of those to complete the survey.
She's going to take a nap under her desk and go to her next class.
I am. I'm going to start the survey right now. Gotta go.
All right, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Take me there. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.